Blog Talk Radio.
Ew. RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo.
Discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos. Pero nos amamos.
What's up, everybody? How are you with your South Carolina? Well, once again, South Carolina has made the national news for another incident with a police officer and an African-American person. This time it was a student. So this year, it has been 3 incidents in South Carolina when things didn't look too great. First it was Charleston, then again Charleston, now Columbia. South Carolina, we got to wake up, do better, and stop being in denial about some things. This is a rough year. All the attention. It's really instead of emergency. Financially, spiritually, raise your tension. Yeah, we gotta get this thing together. It ain't gonna get no better till people stand up and start making excuses about why things happen. See, when you make an excuse about something, then you try to cover it up. But the videos can't lie. There's no reset, no replay. They just press play and let the audience see what they see and make their own judgment. On a brighter note, they are building a Volvo plant in Ridgeville that will be a help to South Carolina. But actually, we need strong leadership from the grassroots up to the state house. There also been some trouble with the rubber flag in South Carolina, which has been removed from the state grounds finally after 200 years of it being there. So we are making progress slowly but surely. But 2015, we need to have this thing pretty much under lock and key. Where do we go from here? Who knows? What do we do? Who knows? But the thought process starts with you and your action. Think before you act, for one. Never overact any situation, because remember, 5 minutes of anger can cause you a lifetime of pain. Things have to get better. Power have to do better. They have to be leaders, not followers, not emotional. So be it. We have to have a town hall meeting. people view the state as going in South Carolina. Let's address that. Many of you on YouTube, but social
Eo RD Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan.
No importa si estás lejos, siempre te siento presente. Y estoy pendiente de ti frecuentemente. Cuando estoy en la calle resolviendo mis problemas, es para nuestro futuro, yo no sé por qué me celas. No soy un santo, tampoco ando en cosas malas. Cuando no estoy contigo es porque ando con mis panas. Somos por los opuestos y por eso no gustamos. ¿Qué mal le vamos a hacer si así nos enamoramos? Y ahí vamos.
Tenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, pa.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos ahí.
Y así nos mantenemos en este show y el mismo can. A veces yo no entiendo de verdad cuál es tu plan. Si somos dos personas diferentes y no sé cómo sucedió.
Pa' mí no hay otra como tú, pa' ti no hay otro como yo, no.
Cuando no me tienes en la casa te alteras. Si no me sientes cerca te desesperas. Me quieres dar una tanda la noche entera. Pero llego, te beso y hacemos pila de lo que era.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle a nadie bese. Yo solo tengo ojos pa' usted. Relájate, despreocúpase.
Nena, nena, tranquilícese. Que en la calle con nadie lidé. Que yo con nadie mangué. Ay, mami chula, yo estoy puesto pa' usted.
Ay, ay, peleamos, nos arreglamos. Nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Y ahí vamos.
Por más que tú discutas, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos.
I'd like to give a shout out to Ruben Gatson, Stacy, Jason, Jennifer, Shane, to my nieces and to my nephew. If you have any questions or want to holler at me, email me at weldonr112@gmail.com. Once again, that's weldonr112@gmail.com. If you want to be a guest, call in 646-915-9934. Once again, that's 646-915-9934. So, thank you. Spanish with orange vinaigrette, venison gyros, and drink Malibu Breeze. And for chocolate chip cookies, follow me. I made this time your Pumpkin Lane season. Food for soul thought, that allows yourself to be blinded by fear and anger. Everything is only to live. To men in more ways than physically, emotionally, and spiritually. You have to understand
power.
RD, Colombia.
Cuando no la llamo,
cuando no la llamo,
siempre me hace reclamo. Discutimos, peleamos,
discutimos, peleamos.
Pero llego a casa en la noche, la molesto y arreglamos. Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero nos amamos. Ay, vamos.
Discuta, yo no te dejo, es que tú tienes los truquitos que me gustan, mami.
Peleamos, nos arreglamos, nos mantenemos en esa, pero no.
Sí, ladies, when you walk around half naked, tight clothes on, I mean, you know, sexy. You know, you're looking sexy, but are you selling the sex? And you wonder why this grown man don't respect you as a woman. Because he's speaking to his penis and not to his mind. See, that's what I say, you're speaking to the fool in the man. And see, that's where the problem coming at with a lot of these relationships. A man only going by what he sees. He can't get another notion than that she's a whore, she's a tramp, she's easy, she's no good, she's uneducated, she don't have a good job. See, when we see you walk around a certain way, that's all we see. We don't see nothing more because guess what? Something of value don't come on display. It's hidden. It hides itself. It's hard to get to. But see, you might say, well, it's my body. People shouldn't judge me. I dress how I want to judge. But hold up. That's true. You dress how you want to dress, and now you get what you get. You always wonder why everybody you meet want to sex you up or sex you down or want to screw you or want to sleep with you or treat you like a piece of meat or a piece of crap because that's how you present yourself as nothing, as worthless. But see, when you cover yourself up and you talk with some sense, then, okay, now you got some value. And see, something of value or you get treated good. Now you got to worry about this man dogging you out, treating you bad because he know he got something good and worth having. But see, when you treat yourself like nothing, you get the same, you get nothing as your result. Now, fellas, you're not off the hook. Fellas, to all my fellas out here, do not, in your mind, think it's a good idea for your woman to take care of you. I know you think it's cute. You need to be a man and not a little boy. That's what I'm saying. Men, you have to be kings and not the fool yourself. You walk around here smoking weed, selling drugs, walking around with your pants sagging, talking ebonics, talking slang, don't carry your head up high, looking like a slouch, a bum, worthless, trifling, lazy, no good. It's up to you to be the king. A woman can't speak to the king in you when you're looking like the fool. So she's speaking to the fool in you because that's what you represent as well. See, when you got a fool speaking to a fool, it's like the blind leading the blind. Everybody will end up in a ditch. See, a man is about something. He might not have the best job in the world, but he will go to a job. He might not have the best time in the world, but he will have a car. See, you can tell a lot about a man, about how he carries himself. See, when you meet a man and he don't have a wallet, that'll tell you a story right there, what you got, nothing. See, a real man always carry a wallet because, see, a wallet represents organization. Let me slow this down again. See, a wallet represents organization. See, it represents separation. It represents character because, see, when a wallet, you know, you keep your cards in one side, your money in one side, neat and nice and everything else. And also, when you meet a man and his pants is below his behind and all you see is his drawers and his tail, you're not dealing with a real man again. You're dealing with a punk. Can I tell you a little something about sagging? See, in the prison system, sagging was a way of representing homosexuality. And see, now you know why you make your man is not a real man, because guess what? The thing that he is representing is homosexuality. And see, You wonder why he making punk moves and punk decisions, because he's not a man himself. He representing something he is not. Even if he is not it, he's still representing it. So know your history. Know what you're doing when you do what you do. Fellas, yeah, I'm talking to you. Selling drugs is not a career. Not everybody has to go to college to succeed. It's just how you do what you do. You can. Everybody's been born with a gift. It's true. If you're a carpenter, great mason, engineer, mechanic, artist, politician, doctor, dentist, lawyer, police officer, minister, elder, pastor, whatever you do, you have a gift. So don't be a sucker and sell out for the quick route of, I just try to get it how I live. Now you're getting it how you live in prison. You a number on you. So you're still being foolish. See, this show is about speaking to the king and the queen in my people, my sister and my brother. Ladies, dress accordingly. Carry yourself with some grace and beauty. See, beauty comes from the inside and not what you put on the outside. That old saying, an empty wagon make a lot of noise, is true. I'm being real with this right here. This is real. This is 100. This is straight talk. No chaser. See, men, you go out there and you get this girl pregnant because they're speaking to the fool in you. And you're already a fool yourself. You go out there and make this baby with this woman that you know you don't love. Now, the child got to grow up with a mama still trying to find her way and a daddy who been lost a long time ago. GPS couldn't get this dude back on track again. But see, everybody want to play this role of being cool and cute and not knowing that there's traps being set every day for us and by us as well. When you think it's okay to sell drugs, when you think it's okay to be in a gang, when you think it's okay to kill your brother, you're a fool. I know you're trying to be a thug, but you're still a fool. You're a jackass. When you go out there and make a baby with a woman that you don't love and you don't claim your child, you're a punk, you're a sissy, you're weak, you're nothing. See, a real man takes care of his children. He do what he got to do to make sure his family is right. And see, that's the problem with a lot of women. Yeah, it might sound like I'm being harsh, but I want you to wake up. There's no more sugarcoating, no more pussyfooting around, no more playing, no more patty cake bakers, man. None of that. I'm coming from the hill. I'm shooting at the heart because I want y'all to do better, be better. The struggle is real. I know it. I know student loans ain't no joke. I know that too. I know it's hard to find a good job, but sometimes you can create your own job. There's nothing wrong with cutting grass, washing cars, cleaning people's houses. Wrong with that, it's an honest day work. But see, a lot of people don't want to do honest day work. They want the easy route. And see, that's where the problem comes in, that you're being lazy, trifling, no good, trying to hustle, trying to beat somebody out of something. Work hard for what you get. Take pride in yourself. Take pride in you being a man. God created man and woman. When God created you, he knows what he wants in you, and he's trying to get out you. Ladies, respect your man. Respect the man that is respectful to you. What I'm saying is, if a man treats you good, showing you respect, you treat that man with respect. Don't you be disrespectful and talk to that man any kind of way. See, now you're speaking to the fool again. And now you wonder why this man treating you any kind of way. See, there's power in the tongue. There's life and death in the tongue. Y'all don't see it because y'all acting crazy. And stop letting people call you a bitch. You're not a dog. I remember back in the day, when I grew up, if you call a girl a bitch, she cut your tail. She didn't play that. Now, since the music done made it cool with me, call that bitches, hoes, tramps. So now you call yourself bitch, hoe, tramp. See, you speaking to yourself. Now, the fruit that you planted, you is no good. And now the fruit ain't no good. Now you ain't no good. See, you are what you eat. If you feed yourself junk food, you wonder why you got high blood pressure, sugar diabetes. You wonder why life is not so good to you? You are what you feed yourself. What I'm saying is, if you want respect, you got to give respect. First, you got to give respect to yourself and put on the right outfit, the right clothes. You don't walk around here where it makes you see your hoo-hoo and your behind through your clothes. And you wonder why. You wonder why the men after you like that, because now they got a hard on for your body. And they're using you for your body, not your mind, because you put your body out there for to be sold like you're a whore, a prostitute, trash. And you wonder why all the men you meet, girl, I'm so tired. All the men I meet, all the ones who have sex with me, they don't see me for my mind. They think I'm stupid or something. But guess what? If a man meets you, and on the third day he beating your back out, you put yourself out there as a whole. Real women don't put them. Real women don't lay down just like that. You got to work to get to the treasure. And like I said, you got to buy their love with gold and diamonds and all that. They just don't lay down for any and everybody. Oh, yeah, back on the South Carolina thing. I know the officer probably had a bad day. I knew you probably wasn't in a bad mood. But still, you put your hands on a woman. That tells a lot about you as a man. It don't matter what you do. Real men don't hit women. I said that in my other show, so I don't know about it bandwagon. This is food for the soul with Chef Ramon Clay Weldon. I've been doing this for 3 years now. My philosophy hasn't changed. It's just getting better in the presentation. See, I got sisters. I got nieces. I got a mama. I got aunties. I got cousins. I got friends that are female. I'm just keeping it 100. See, that's the problem. We want to sugarcoat things. We want to forgive. And see, that's the problem I got with all this forgiveness crap. Now, I say you don't supposed to forgive, but you got to look at the whole picture and be real with yourself. How would you feel if that was your mother or your sister or your little nieces or your little cousins get slammed like that? How would you feel as a man? See, it's called a gut check, and this is what it's about. This is a gut check show. That's why I do it on Sunday, because I want you to check your gut and see where you stand. Are you a king or are you a fool? What are you? You can't be both. A dog can't have two masters. You got to either love one and hate the other. See, men used to be men back in the day. They used to work hard, take care of their family. They had pride in themselves. They took care of their kids. They tried to be a pillar in the community. They went to church. I ain't saying it was perfect, but, you know, they try to be outstanding. Now, everybody want to sell drugs. Everybody want to look around when they're behind out. Everybody want to cuss, use profanity, and be disrespectful. Don't want to get a job. Don't want to work. Want to lay up on somebody. Want somebody to take care of you. Man, take the titty out your mouth and be a man once in your life. If you walk around here and want to be a man, come on, I'm keeping it 100. Well, do 100 things. Don't do 99 and a half. I'm keeping it real. Like I said, this show about speaking to the king and not the fool. Ladies, another thing to you. I'm trying to look at here talking about, I want to date a thug. I want to date a drug dealer because, you know, he got that money. Girl, he can buy me what I want. Yeah, he can buy me what you want. But guess what? There's consequences when it comes to dirty money. See, now you don't know that your boyfriend, for a scenario, let me give you a story on getting how you live. Let's say you are a drug dealer. Let's say he's buying you what you want. Let's go back and somebody does something. And I ain't trying to call nobody a fool or nothing, but let's say somebody lost money behind him because he cheated somebody out of a deal. Don't you know in the drug world that can't happen? Because everyone has the respect and show that this life. So your man, your boo, your baby daddy, or whoever, whatever he is to you, he cheats somebody else on his way. This edge. You don't know that because you think he gangster. He ain't worried about nothing. So let's say one night he cheats somebody, back to the story, he cheats somebody out some weight, some cash, and they know where you live at, and this man at your house. Now it's getting real. Now, let's say you got children in your house.
You got this man in your house, buying everything, selling drugs. You got your babies in the house with this man. And you, you know, like I said, she's somebody out of some money or some weight. So they come to your house. So they come knock on your door, kicking your door, guns lighting up the room, the house. Let's say this man get away. But let's say your baby got shot in the day. Your children got shot. That ain't gonna never happen to somebody. Why you think somebody keep the baby right now in prison? Then I got caught up with that same idea. It ain't gonna happen to me. I'm good. I got this. But why you dead for then? I'm just saying. Why are you dead? Why are you in prison? Why you got 10, 15, 20 years? Because you couldn't get caught? Well, last time I checked, you got caught. I'm not saying this. I'm not saying I'm perfect. But I'm just saying, you didn't get caught, but you got caught some kind of way. So now, you know, you got shot. The kids are dead. You got away because, you know, you jumped out the window or something. I'm getting clothes. I'm getting crab legs. I'm eating steak. But now, I'm going to ask you a question. Miss, speak to the man. Living so good. Now you got a plan funeral for your but you in this world. You got kicked out of this world by you getting how you live about your fast life living because you got now actually on that your baby got shot in the bed and your foolishness and your want to live the fast life, the good life. You not gonna break your neck up for something. If you have any questions, please email me at wadonr112@gmail.com. See, this show got just made enough for 96, less than 15 more minutes. Get to the king and not the fool. See, it's high time for us to stop being foolish. It's high time for us to take charge of our life. It's high time for us to do that. But do we do better? No, we sit around, want to blame somebody. We want to blame the government. We want to blame our boss. You can't blame anybody for your mistakes, boo-boo. It's time for you to suck it up and do what you got to do to get where you got to go. There's no more time for putting your hand in the sand. No more time for putting your head in the sand like an ostrich. Hiding yourself in fear because you have to take charge. You have to be the king. And see, according to history, all great kings were great warriors. They were not slackers. They knew how to pick up the sword and fight their battle. So you got to use the sword. You have to use the sword of education. You have to use the sword of having self-esteem. You have to use the sword of not being disobedient. You have to use the sword of using common sense. You have to put down. You have to put up the shield of righteousness. You have to put up the shield of respect. You have to stop being lazy and a coward. You have to stop being a fool. You've been a fool all your life. I want you to listen to this show, speaking to the king and not the fool. I want you to raise up and be the men that you are. See, God created you a man for a reason. He wants you to lead your family. He wants you to lead your community. He wants you to be a pillar. He wants you to be sound. But how can you be sound when you got all this feelings on your mind about I want to smoke some weed. I want to hang out with my boys. I want to play some cards. I want to roll some dice. I want to sell some crack. I want to sell some cocaine. See, it's high time for you to be the king that you are and stop being a fool. See, a king builds, a real man builds up his neighborhood and not tear it down. And see, we got too much change. We have a lot of tear down, but not a lot of building. See, we got to speak to the kids every day. Yeah, it's hard to go to a job that you hate. Yeah, it's hard to go to a job that don't pay you. Every time you got to pay, you got it. Yeah, it's hard to go to a job that you want to buy.